Expressions from St. Paul is listener supported. We ask that you pray on sowing a seed into this ministry and help us take the good news of the gospel all over the world.
He's alive. The Spirit of God, he's a divine person. He's omnipotent, he's omnipresent. He's everywhere you go.
Did you know that the Holy Spirit not only walks with us, but lives within us? In this week's lesson, which is part two of Full and Overflowing, which Dr. Williams titles, He Lives, he shares how great our life can be if we allow the Holy Spirit to take the lead.
So when you're walking with the Spirit. You might be in Elk Grove or some other place, but the Spirit is with you because you're saved. He does not take a break.
Welcome to Expressions from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. We are blessed to have serving as our pastor, serving us faithfully for the past 47 years, Dr. Ephraim Williams. Our edifice is located at 3996 14th Avenue in Sacktown. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you out to worship with us in person on Sunday morning. New membership orientation begins at 8:45 a.m. Sunday school classes for all ages are offered at 9 a.m. And at 10 a.m., our morning worship service begins. It would truly be a blessing to look around and to see your face in the place. If you have your Bible or your mobile device, let's go to the book of John, chapter 14, verse 16. We'd like to thank you for joining us today. We are now going to transition into the auditorium and let's join morning worship service already in progress.
Some people, they don't want anybody to know that in church they're making a noise. They want to look, sophisticated. They think they're looking sophisticated, and they want to look cute, and brothers want to look handsome. But if that's all true, why every time something happens, oh Lord, help me? No, when we come to church, we ought to be able to every now and then say thank you for what you've already done. Amen. Thank you. Because he didn't have to do it. He is alive. Now when Jesus was getting ready to leave, and I just can't ever thank him enough, he introduced to his disciples, he said that I am going to ask the Father. I'm leaving. I'm not leaving you alone. That's why there's no other religion like Christianity. Nobody else can leave somebody in their place. Because once they're gone, they don't have no place. He said, I'm going to ask the Father, and he would give you another helper. He was saying, I am your helper now. But I'm going away, he's going to give you another helper. And listen what he says, that he may be with you forever. So when you start getting old, quit crying so much. He's there. Moses didn't get started until he was 80. It had nothing to do with age, it has to do with God. And he says, that is the one I'm going to ask for you. He is the Spirit of truth. Some people, I don't know what truth is. Well, then study the Bible. Truth. Whom the world cannot receive because it does not, my friend, it does not behold him or know him. But you know him because he abides. That's what the Bible says. He abides with you and will be, and this is what I enjoy, and he will be in you. Now, for people, someone might be here today and have not accepted Christ, and you've heard a lot of stuff from church people, but not biblical. Once you become saved and accept Christ as your personal Savior, the Spirit takes up residence. And he'll be there forever until you are gone from this earth. Then you won't have any reason for him to be with you, because you will be in the presence of God. When I die, I'm not going to purgatory. I'm going into, that's what the Bible said, in the presence of who? Of the Lord. And so as I study it, the really hard about the Holy Spirit, that's why I said there'd probably be another message. See, the Holy Spirit is part of the Trinity. He has the same power that Jesus has, or God has. What I enjoy about the Holy Spirit, you Baptist people can't cut him up. He's whole. I'm going to ask God to send you another comforter, and he is a personality. And since he's a he, and he lives in me, you don't have no call weight. You can't put on your call weight to block me from him. Let me go here. You see, the Holy Spirit, you can sit in your pew. You can sit in your pew and hate me and wish that you could do something to hate me. But you see, the mistake that you made, because you don't know God, is that you're speaking with the backup in me that you don't have a backup with you. Well, let me come back. You see, the Holy Spirit is invisible, and yet he's visible. Let me give you something that you can work with. See, let me put it another way, Brother Lewis here, this Lewis here, he loves, what's your wife's name? Who? Jean. What you call her? That's all right. So his wife is named Jean. Now listen careful so you don't miss this. And Brother Lewis said to me, or you, I love Gene. But we can't see his love. We go on what he says. But Gene not only sees his love, she receives it. Because every month she gets the check. And where is Jean? Is she here? Jean said, you don't have to see Jesus. You don't have to see the power and the love of the Holy Spirit. But if you understand Scripture, he reveals himself to you every now and then. Let me prove what I'm saying. How many of you, now be honest, don't raise your hand, just be honest. Think about it. How many of you this morning did not feel like getting up? Half of y'all did not, I can tell you. That's why two-thirds of you was late. Anyway, we'll move on. But because of what he's done for you and the commitment you made to him, you got up anyway. That's why Ephraim, I was sitting in a pew sitting there, right there some years ago, and they were receiving an offering. And they made a plea for the offering. I'm sitting there, and I had made out an envelope, Carl Brown, and put an offering in it. But the Spirit said to Ephraim, no, give this number, which was double what I was going to give. Now, you'd have fought with him, but I know I can't win, so why would I fight with him? So I took that envelope and opened it and made out a new one and gave what he told me. Now, you need to listen to this, because you don't believe the Bible. I know you read it, but you don't believe it. So when I was going to my car, to the back door, I looked down. There was a $100 bill laying there. Now, what I had to do is do what some of y'all, I couldn't say, look how the Lord blessed me. I couldn't say that. I had to take that $100 bill and wait till someone come around and say, I dropped the $100 bill. Let me just keep moving. So I kept it for a year. No one asked for it. So then I took the $100 bill and put it in the offering. Now I've already been blessed, I hear you, by finding it. Then I gave it back in the offering. The next day, I got Monday, I got a letter from, what's the people name y'all pay taxes to in California? What's the name of them? I got a letter from them and says, we made an error. We took out too much of your money, and this is your what is it? Now, you missed that. It went all around, but I was obedient, and I got back triple what I put in. Let me put it another way so you can get that. Let me give you another one. I sit in my truck with a Caucasian man, Mr. Bearden, when my mother used to work for those people. And so my mother didn't ride in a car with no man by herself. She knew the mentality of men. And she was a good looking built woman, and that creates problems for some people. And so I'm in the truck, and all of a sudden, and I've been praying hard since I was about 9. All of a sudden, I heard a voice, and I really got scared, not afraid. I heard a voice say, there go your wife. So I looked back. The white man was on the porch. I looked back. I didn't see nobody, and I turned around. Then I decided, you better get out of here. So I got out of the truck and stood on the ground because if the voice was inside, I figured I could outrun him. That's what I figured. And so when I got a little later on, I met my late wife, and I said to her, I wanted to try to talk to her. You know how you do it. And I had practiced how to do it. I wasn't shy. I knew what to say. I knew what to say, you know. I didn't want to say, I want to talk to you. You sure are beautiful, you know. And you're so kind. Then I did what Dale did. I moved in. She said, no way would I ever talk to you. You're too forward. And she went on and on and on. And finally, I said to her, I told you this 100 times. I said, you say your middle name is Sue? She said, yes. I said, let me tell you something. You say you have a friend that just went into service. She said, yes. And I will never, her words, talk to you. I said, and listen to me careful. I said, if you marry him, you're not going to be able to stay with him. You're going to quit him and come back and marry you for him. She said, I told you you were crazy. And she went on and on. But all of her conversation didn't overrule what the Spirit told me. And then 15, took me 15 months, but I got her and had her 55 years, 5 months, 2 weeks, and 4 days. You see, when the Spirit speaks to you, your problem is you won't listen. You won't listen. Learn to listen. And every time I bring up marriage, she says, well, we'll never get married. When I hear the word about God, never, I get happy. Because you're not in the never with God. He's in the presence and the future. So where is the Spirit of God? If he's alive, as an introduction, a man that gets the message, where is God's Spirit working in you? Now, I said this to a man this week, and I cannot understand it. Any of you all that have the theology, you can help me, tell them, help me. I cannot understand Christians. Come here, sir. I stand right there. I disagree with him, and he go off on me, and he's born again and had the spirit of living in him. I don't understand that. I have a right to disagree with him. I just don't have a right to fall out with him. So if he goes off with me, it's because I disagree with him. That's because he's not growing. Picture, he's not growing. He's reading, but not growing. Growth makes you change. I repeat, growth makes you change inside. You have no business getting angry every time somebody disagrees with you. Well, let me go over here again. You try to date somebody and they don't want to date you, don't call them names, because if you do, you're calling what's in you. Don't raise your hand. Now, many of you in this church, I've gave you a biblical warning and you joked about it. And you paid for it too. And you said, I give you scriptural, biblical principles. And when you don't listen, some of you say, well, I don't have to listen. That's Reverend William. You don't know anything about the Holy Spirit. You don't know nothing about it. The Holy Spirit is the cause of Reverend William being here. I didn't campaign to come here. I didn't lie to get here. And I haven't lied since I've been here to stay here. This spirit in you, I'm trying to get it straight. This Holy Spirit, and the reason many of you people who are Baptists, the reason y'all don't want to talk about the Holy Spirit, y'all have said to the Holy Spirit, that's for the Church of God in Christ and some other denomination. There is nobody has a monopoly on the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit is not in a Baptist church, it is not a church. I just want you to digest that. Let me put it another way. I sit here in this pulpit, and I look to my right a few years ago, and I saw a certain person stood up and sat down and died. I only told one person. In 2 weeks, he was dead. I could have told him. Spirit says a lot of stuff to me I can't tell you because you can't handle it. I said to you, I'm dealing with this. This is divine. I said, we're going to build a family life center. The Lord is leading us to do it. Everybody's trying to get us to work with them, and they want to rule us. We don't need nobody to rule us when we got God that leads us. People say, well, we just got through with the church. We will not be able to do. Let me ask a young man. This young man right here, stand up. Point to us where the Family Life Center. Did you get it? Thank you. If I'd have listened to the doubters, we wouldn't have it. The doubters will kill your spirit. They'll kill it. Now some of you are going to criticize me for saying that we're going to have a hymn. Some of you will need two hymns. You need something to help you to hold on to. You can shout, dance all you want to, but what is it going to hold you when you get through? Amen. Let's move on. I hear you. I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to move on. The Spirit is a person. He is a real person. The Holy Spirit, he's a real person. He's not coming from nowhere. Lord, come to St. Paul. If you don't stay there long, don't come. We need him here as long as we are here. Now let me shock some of you. You come in church on Sunday morning angry, looking mean and mad, and you think you're hurting somebody. You are hurting yourself, and you're grieving the Holy Spirit. I said to somebody recently, they're moving with somebody. I said, you can move with them if you want to, but you will never be blessed living together and not married. You might have a house and some furniture, but your spirit won't be blessed. Just because you live with somebody, a whole lot of us could live with somebody if we wanted to. But it's not going to pay off. Let's look. I am 90% of the marriages will not break up if the man and the woman learn how to communicate. You've got to learn how to communicate. Amen. Amen. Thank God for my background. I was raised in a home where it was peaceful, loving, kind. I only heard my dad raise his voice once. And he said to my brother talked back because he had got a master's. So he talked back, he forgot. And my daddy said, you forgot who you are. He said, if you do it again, I'm going to beat you, and if you run, I'm going to shoot you. He never did it again. Isn't that wonderful? The Holy Spirit bears all of the attributes of God. All of them, not some of them. The Spirit, intellect is demonstrated by the fact that there are things he knows with his mind. That's in your Bible, Romans 8:27, 1 Corinthians 2:20. His emotions or feelings are seen in the fact that he can be grieved. Yes, sir. He's a personality. We can grieve him. Amen. And you don't want to do that. Amen. Amen. I give you an illustration. I like to give them because I was trained to do that. I was in the restaurant when I was on vacation, and this older couple was there, and they was trying to get breakfast. And they was telling the waiter, well, we can't afford that. Even though we want it, we can't afford it. So they had to get less than what they wanted because they couldn't afford it. So I begged for the waiter when he left. I said, come here a minute, sir. I said, you go and get whatever they want and bring it to them. And I said, then you put it on your ticket. Then you bring me the ticket. And they're going to ask you, what did you do? You said, yeah, well, someone asked for it and I gave it to them. Don't point towards me. You said, but you did you know them? Yes, through the Spirit. Amen. Now, that's not all. I got to the cashier with two tickets. Somebody hit me on the back of my neck. And I stand up here and reached over to the cashier and said, oh, no, I take Dr. Williams' tickets. So you take mine next time. What am I telling you? Someone took two. I just offered to pay for one. Why did you do that, William? I did it because the Holy Spirit teaches me to be a giver. Don't always want to take. Give sometimes. And when you're giving, give it out of love, out of peace and quietness. Last thing I said to God last night, Lord, watch over me. And as the enemy come my way, you handle them. I fell asleep. I can't sit up all night and watch you. But my spirit that lives in me, the Holy Spirit, he can. Amen. A woman who's running for governor, they said it'll never happen. Don't use the word never when you're dealing with God. You don't know what's going to happen. Amen. At least one thing about the Southerners, they work together. Hallelujah, overflowing. He's alive. The Spirit of God, friends, listen carefully. The Spirit of God, he's a divine person. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He is omnipotent. He's everywhere you go. And I'm begging you today to start relying on him and listening to him. If he tells you something, do it. That's where you'll get your blessings. Amen. Amen. And when you lie to the Holy Spirit, it's the same as lying to God. No difference. Amen. Amen. The Spirit enables. He is internally, our internally helper. One verse, or one translation translated that he's our helper, the advocator, because the word literally means one call along, alongside to help us. That is to enable us to do what we need to do. So when you're walking with the Spirit. You might be in Elk Grove or some other place, but the Spirit is with you because you're saved. He does not take a break. Amen. Friends, see, a helper, he's a helper like Jesus. When a believer, my friend, a believing sinner comes to Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit takes up residence in the person's life and become his helper. And I asked you this before, let me ask you again. How many times that your first mind told you not to do something and you did it anyway? Then your second mind mess you up. The Holy Spirit will warn you, but you got to listen to him. Amen. A man called me and told me about a break he would give us on the piano. I told Miss Lara, I said, we don't need that. Go and get a piano, get the best we can buy so we don't have to buy another one next year. This one here is 30 years old or more. But it costs some money. It's like some people, they are so cheap that even they're afraid to wipe the tears from their eyes. Jesus' choice of words emphasizes the unique work of the Spirit in continuing what he had begun while on earth without any loss of character, quality, power, or intimacy. Friends, in other words, Jesus was telling the disciples that the Holy Spirit would be all you need that I was to you. Let me put it this way. I know you know about it. Anywhere, all I need you to say is them. Anywhere you go, Al, and if things look a little slow or dizzy, if you tell them you're from St. Paul, Pastor Weeman, your pastor, what happened? The door's open. Let me put it another way. One of our members who's the president of the youth department of the state, they wanted somebody and they said, you can't get them. And someone said, you know, she's from Pastor Williams' church. They said, well, then we'll get him. And the reason, because they wouldn't have had no reason not to do it. You can't talk it, you got to live it. The Holy Spirit will bless you, church, if you rely on him. Amen. Let me tell you single women something. You single women and looking for a husband, you don't need to be looking for no man. You're looking for a husband. Because a man will come and go. But a husband will stay. When the Holy Spirit, you walks up on, he comes up on you, and he started talking to you, the Holy Spirit will tell you, he's not the one. Or he'll the Holy Spirit to tell you, when he takes you home tonight to your house and hug you good night, don't let him in. Tell him, have a good day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Then he'll come back tomorrow. That's the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And the brother said,
amen.
That's reality. Friend, listen carefully. Listen carefully. The Spirit's purpose is to bring things to our remembrance. You can forget anything you want to, but if God wants you to know it, he'll bring it to your memory. And friends, Jesus also said the Holy Spirit would bring to your remembrance all that I said to you, whatever it is. So to stand firm against our oppositions, instead of us becoming their victims, and that would enable us to bust through our limitations and accomplish grand things for God. If you rely on the Holy Spirit, you will not allow anybody to block your possibilities. God has given you things to do, and people say, well, he can't do that. Don't listen to them, listen to him. He will never give you an assignment you can't do. Amen. Then, friends, and another side of the Holy Spirit, that he's the resource, my friends, he's our resource. He's always available and abundant and sufficient and dependable and effectively inspiring and assuring us. He helps us. Look how shy you are. He helps you. Amen. I'm talking about he's alive. For those of us who are filled with the Holy Spirit, we know that the Holy Spirit is our comforter when we are lonely. He's our comforter. He is our inspiration when we are discouraged. He is our strength when we are weak. He is our assurance when we are uncertain. He is our blessing when we are burdened. He is our help when we are helpless. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. He is, my brothers and sisters. And we also know that the Holy Spirit, listen carefully, we know that the Holy Spirit, friends, he is the cause of our rejoicing when we would otherwise be sad. The Holy Spirit want us, he want to go further than this, for he also want to equip us in order that we might comfort others when they are lonely. To us. He wants to strengthen us that we might help others when they are weak. He wants to bless us and give us the assurance when others are uncertain. He wants us to help people when they are confused. When you meet somebody and they don't know God, don't start telling them, but well, you better get it because you're going to go to hell. That's not your job. You tell them, I was like you once. I was lost, didn't know what to do. And said, I submitted to God, and he saved me. And now I can tell you, he's all right. He's good. Tell him something that is positive. And that's how you win others to Christ. The Holy Spirit, my friend, tell me, how can any Christian ever be of comfort to others when they are always in need of comfort themselves? How can other Christians be an inspiration to others when they are always in need of inspiration themselves? How can we meet people on Sunday, on Monday morning? How you doing? Well, I'm trying to make it. No, you're not. You're making it with the power of the Holy Spirit. When you get up on and tomorrow morning, you say, well, I don't feel like it. Let me tell you something so you won't get disappointed. If you're passed by, you're going to have some bad days. And if you're passed 55, you're going to have a knot in your knee tonight. And you're going to have a bump in your ankle tomorrow. And you're going to have a headache on Wednesday. And you're going to have a backache on Thursday. And you're going to have, my friend, you're going to have almost can't make it. There's no such thing when you get past 50, you're going to have a perfect body. But you got a perfect Christ that lives in you. He'll take care of whatever needs to be. I'm here to tell you, friend, you got to trust him and you got to test him. Everything happens. I say it all the time. Everything happened to me. I said, Lord, what are you teaching me? Help me to get it. Whatever you're teaching me, help me to get it. Amen. Amen. I left the doctor with surgery. He said, you sure are a good patient? I said, thank you, doctor. But remember now, you got a knife in your hand.
All right.
So I would not be in order not to be a good patient. But I went in and sit in the chair waiting on him and put my hands over my eyes. And I talked to my God and the Holy Spirit. And I said, whatever it is, I'm open to you. Now, I don't know what you noticed or not, but I'm back.
All right.
And every now and then I look back at that chair and I said, Lord, thank you. Because
yeah.
I could have went blind in the chair.
Yeah.
But since you kept me,
yeah,
and you brought me,
yeah,
and you want me to have a blessed life,
yeah,
I just want to tell you, you are my Savior. You have the message for me that I don't have for myself.
Yeah.
That message is peace,
yeah,
be still.
Yeah.
Satan can knock and come and do whatever he want to do. But when I'm lonely, he makes me sad.
Yeah.
When I'm broke,
yeah,
he supplies my needs.
Yeah.
When I am, my friend, lost, he helps me to find my way. And when I don't have no friends, he sings in my soul. Every now and then I get a new song. I don't believe he brought me this far just to leave me. I said, I don't believe he brought me this far just to leave me. So when I don't feel well, I don't complain, I look up, Lord, thank you. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the healing power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the blessing of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the saving grace of the Holy Spirit. I got to thank him because he's worthy. I tell you, he's worthy. He's worthy. Early this morning. Early this morning. He woke me up, started me on my way. And I stand here this morning He's all right. He may not come when I want him, but he's never late. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless his holy name. Bless his will. Bless his power. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's wonderful. He's wonderful. He's alive. And he's waiting on us.